Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Chris from Tacoma is. Chris, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See ya.
For those playing at home, Chris has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
What fast food chain now serves Mountain Dew Baja Blast Gelato?
Taco Bell.
Correct. How do you say thank you in Spanish?
Gracias.
Yes. How many consonants are there in the English alphabet?
11?
No.
12, 13?
No, no. Jared Leto is the frontman of which band?
30 Seconds to Mars.
Correct. What car company makes the Crown?
Ford?
No.
Crown?
Crown.
I don't know, Pat.
The NFL was first founded in what decade?
50s, 60s, 70s.
No, no, no. Beginning with I, what chemical element has the symbol Fe?
Iodine?
No.
Iridium?
No.
I don't know.
Pass. Gaston is the Disney villain in which movie?
Who, Gaston?
Yes.
Beauty and the Beast.
Correct. Which ocean surrounds the Maldives?
The Pacific.
No. Chris, you got 4 correct.
That's not my best performance.
You know, I think there might have been a few tough ones.
There were. I think Steve's going to struggle with a few.
Yeah? You think it's going to be close?
Well, yeah.
Steve will get 5.
Ooh, that's so crazy. I was actually thinking the exact same thing. But, you know, hopefully not. Steve, are you ready? What fast food chain now serves Mountain Dew Baja Blast Gelato?
It's got to be Taco Bell.
It is. How do you say thank you in Spanish?
Domo arigato. Oh, gracias.
Correct.
Spanish.
How many consonants are there in the English alphabet?
Oh, crap. 16?
No.
17?
No.
15?
No. Jared Leto is the frontman of which band?
30 Seconds to Mars.
Correct. What car company makes the Crown?
Honda?
No.
Toyota?
Correct.
Oh.
The NFL was first founded in what decade? I didn't either.
60s?
No.
50s?
No.
40s?
No. Beginning with I, what chemical element has the symbol Fe?
I-F-E? Iodine?
No.
Iron?
Yes. Gaston is the Disney villain of which movie?
Lion King?
No.
Oh. Frozen?
No.
Oh. Beauty and the Beast?
Correct. Yes. Which ocean surrounds the Maldives?
Atlantic?
No.
Pacific?
No.
Indian?
Yes. Tetris first came out in what decade?
80s.
Correct.
Wow.
Ooh, Steve. It's a little rough in the middle, but you ended up getting 8 correct, which is way better than Chris and I thought you were going to do.
Thanks, Chris.
8-4. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. We're pretty impressed.
Yeah, I only got 2 wrong. Rough in the middle.
Well,
that was
no,
where
I know
stumbled.
What you mean.
Yeah,
I was.
You had no idea the answer is. You were just guessing.
I got lucky on a couple. I ain't going to lie.
How many consonants are there in the English alphabet?
20? 21?
21.
21. I never know if they count Y anymore or not.
They Sometimes. Don't.
They don't. Sometimes Y.
Yeah.
The car company Toyota does make the Crown. I had never known. It's like a cross between a sedan and an SUV or something.
Really?
But I like the name. The Crown.
Toyota Crown.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's a car. It's a basic looking Toyota car. The NFL
was first. 7 out of 10 on Car and Driver magazine.
Wow. The NFL was first founded. This shocked me.
30s?
20s.
20s.
1920,
Holy
to be exact.
Cow.
Yes. And I'm impressed you got iron. I don't know why the symbol is F-E, but...
I mean, the I made it helped, because I was trying to think of any element that had the letter I in it.
Oh, you would have never got it if I just said what chemical element has a symbol F-E.
No.
No way. But you won. Congrats.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. What is the biggest band that you have ever seen play in a small club? We ask this because Motley Crue has announced a series of shows at 3 of the iconic Los Angeles clubs in October, and this is part of their Hollywood takeover.
Okay.
They're going to be performing at the Troubadour, the Roxy, and the Whiskey A Go-Go.
I would love to see one of those shows.
Oh,
see,
sure.
I mean, say whatever you want. I know they're not what they once were, and Vince's voice is not what it once was, and Mick Mars is not a part of it. But to be able to see Tommy Lee perform and just the band perform some of those songs in front of a small crowd. Plus, I think everybody's going to be screaming and yelling the songs. So you're not even going to have to hear Vince sing.
Oh.
Right? Don't you think that whole room is just going to be deafening?
That is a big selling point, Migs. So they're going to be promoting their new EP, Canceled. And on this EP, they have a cover of Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right.
And we're still trying to get that song canceled from this canceled EP. Here comes the worst / best part. Okay, we're good.
Oh, wow.
Why does everything they do just sound like AI these days?
Oh, no. I know. Everything just sounds so overly produced. And I saw somebody's like, it's good to hear like a raw sound from them. I'm like, that sounds like the robots made it, man.
206-803-ROCK, what's the biggest band that you have seen play in a small setting? Rockness, you're on I-5. What was that show for you?
I was at the Evergreen, I was at White River, and it was called the Evergreen Fest. It was a poorly advertised show, and I saw House of Pain and Everlast did a solo set during that same show.
Dude, I remember that concert. I remember, like, everybody talking about how, like, there was nobody there. I'm like, yeah, well, it was barely promoted, and it was just like one of those things where I think they were a little too ambitious with where they had that concert.
Right, right. We were all sitting in the grass, and they were like, please, everybody come up front.
Oh, man.
206-803-ROCK, the biggest band you've ever seen play in a small club. Who was that for you, Jeff, in Bremerton?
That was at Wolfgang's in San Francisco back in like 91 or 92, and it was David Bowie. And what was awesome about it is he walks on stage, and the stage is perfectly blacked out, and you just see this cigarette cherry just bouncing onto stage. And I have never seen somebody play and smoke so cool in my entire life.
And how big of a club is that? Because I don't know Wolfgang's in San Francisco.
Wolfgang's eventually burned down, but like Fishbone, a lot of bands played there. It was only like maybe 150, 200 people.
Wow.
Maybe.
That's awesome. You got to see David Bowie in a venue like that.
Yeah, it was really cool. And again, he would just take a cigarette and stick it in his guitar strings. It's funny, it's David Bowie, but the thing that impressed me the most was how he could smoke and play the guitar. it was awesome.
That's a great story.
Chloe from Gold Bar, what was the big band you saw play in a small club?
About 19 years ago, I saw Cake play in a little bar in Sacramento, California. Sacramento is their hometown, and so every now and then, a bar in Sacramento would put a sign on the sidewalk saying, Cake, $10, and it would be the band Cake, and they would play in the little bar.
That's super cool.
For some reason, I thought she was saying pink. And I was like, pink in a small bar?
No, Cake.
I get you.
And they also hang out before and after the show, so I actually got to meet John McCrae, and we chatted about a wine place outside of Ukiah that we had both been to.
I always love when bands say, like, you just never know if they're just going to show up and perform it there. Like, I mean, you look at like a band like your favorite, and I love the guys too, MXPX. Every once in a while, they're just like, oh, all of a sudden they're just playing like this brand new small club in, you know, in Tacoma or something along those lines, where they'll play a random place in Bremerton. And you're like, that's awesome.
Yes.
Mike and Puyallup, what was the big band you saw in a small space?
Yeah, I've seen can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Sure can.
So, yeah, I seen Van Halen at the Tacoma Fieldhouse.
And how many people were there, you think?
Oh, God, there maybe 2,000, maybe 1,500.
And was it with David Lee Roth?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
Back in the early 80s. They actually had a scheduled event to be there at Seattle, and probably like, I don't know, 2-3 days, they announced they were going to do this little surprise thing at in Tacoma at the UPS, University of Puget Sound. And the story, we didn't have tickets. And so we just thought it was my stomping grounds. We were going to hang out there about outside the Coliseum, see if we can hear them through the walls. And the funny thing is we're hanging out by the front door, and the security guards were there by the front door, and the whole building was kind of front glass, and there was an open window at the top. And somebody decided open window, and we've seen all the security guards run up the stairs to stop them. Somebody from the inside popped the door, and we just rushed the door, and I got in for free.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, nice.
Cassandra from Tacoma, what was the big band you saw in a small place?
It was Stone Temple Pilots. They were doing an in session. I wasn't able to win tickets, but me and my friend found out the location. We were just hanging out outside, and Steve Miggs came outside and let us in.
That's what's up.
He's a hero.
Hell yeah.
Entire life.
Was that that gas station museum thing that they did?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
and to this day, I don't remember how we figured it out, but we did, and you let us in. I'm really emotional about it. I might cry.
Oh.
I haven't thought about that in a long time.
That's so cool. Yeah, it was a Scott and Dean. It was an acoustic performance, and it was soon after he got clean. I think they were kind of getting the word out about the Number 4 record after he cleaned up and obviously his life ended tragically. But at that point, like, he cleaned up and he was in great spirits, and it was an incredible performance.
It was. And a couple years later, I happened to meet him again while I was stalking their tour bus outside the Key Arena, and I had him autograph the picture from when we met him that time before.
That's awesome, Cassandra. I would, if there was a way to get other people in, I'd be like, hey, just follow me on in, like, or I've had extra tickets here, just
get
come on
here.
In. You figured out where we are? That's crazy. Come on in.
The Daily Migs Show.
It seems like we always have house projects that absolutely need to get finished, but at my house, everything is 85% done.
Do you think there'll ever be a day where you have it all done?
No, absolutely not. So I ended up asking my husband, Brad, what is the one thing that we absolutely need to get done as soon as humanly possible?
Sweetheart.
Yes.
Why does it sound like an evil scientist? Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I have explained to the people that I work with and also our listeners that most of the projects that we tackle are at 85% completion, and I just wanted to know which house.
Okay, he's like, I don't even need to hear what he has to say. He's saying so much. It's like watching the debates when you could just watch the other person not speaking. You could totally read their minds. Just by hearing his breathing pattern, yeah. I already know what he's about to say.
Which house project that is currently unfinished do you think is at the very top of the list when it comes to priorities?
Well, I like the way you phrased the question, that 85% of the projects we do.
Oh, boy. I love your laugh. How many wines did you have before you asked this question?
This might have been two wines.
That was a definite wine giggle right there from T-Dog.
Are, you know, not finished. So I'm glad you lumped yourself in with that. But what am I doing next?
No, like, what is the priority now? Of all the 85% completed projects, what is the priority?
Get in that hot tub so we can relax.
I like that.
Literally not a priority, but we did. We poured.
In my world, that would be a number one. At the moment that hot tub shows up, I'm like, let's get it set up.
We did pour like a pad where a hot tub could potentially go in the future, but we ran out of money doing our remodel, so we're not getting a hot tub anytime soon.
What? Wow.
You know what also makes me laugh about this? Because we did a project, you know, when we went and cleaned up a park with Taryn Daly.
Yes.
And if she is anything like that.
Great point, Danny.
I understand Brad's frustration.
Yeah. Do you just stand around holding some kind, like a broom for 5 hours acting like you're, and talking to people?
Let me know when you need me.
And then the best part about this is he does all the work, clearly.
Yes.
You still had to go and follow up and bug him again to get a real answer out of the guy.
Okay, now what's the real answer?
That was the real answer. You gonna edit this together?
We'll get on.
They're killing me. Your wine giggles are killing me.
I hate it so much. We'll get a hot tub once all the projects are at 100%.
Okay.
What's the project sitting at 85% that most needs to be finished?
I'll probably need to redo the deck before the winter.
Yeah. Get it all stained and painted.
Yeah, get that all done.
Are we going to do that soon?
Yep.
We?
Right after my birthday week.
His birthday's on Saturday, by the way.
You let him have a whole week?
Well, this is, I like to celebrate a birth month. He's more about the birth week.
Man, I tried that. My wife's like, the third. It's one day. That's all you get. I was like, what, not even the fourth? She's like, no, it's just one day. You have a birthday, not a birthdays.
Migs, you asked Sid.
Yes.
The same question.
Yeah, we're sitting on the couch hanging out with Tatum. And I was like, oh, crap. I got to go check and see what she thinks I have to get done. I was a little nervous because I was like, I have no idea what she thinks I need to get done. And I feel like there's a few things around the house that I should get working on.
We're talking about how Taryn has a bunch of house projects. And she has about 85% of them always done. What's the one house project that you'd like to get done? And by you meaning, have me do it.
I don't know. I don't know if we have really any, like, projects.
What about you, Tatum? Do I have any house projects I gotta get done?
No.
All right. That's right. Everything's done around here.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's just big projects.
Yeah, no follow-up questions. I was just leaving it at that.
Sounds good.
If I got nothing to do, this weekend got a lot better. I was like, Tatum said no, you said no, I'm good.
No.
Lucky man. Off the hook. Now, what about you, Sarah? Did you chat with George about this?
To be honest with you, I was waiting all day for her to say, actually, and I was like,
Dodge the
bullet.
Yeah. Then she starts thinking about it, though. She's like, oh, actually, I need that done and that done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, of course I asked my man.
Hi, babe.
Hello.
What is that one house project that hasn't gotten done yet, would you say?
I don't know. I think we got a lot done.
Nice.
Before our party. I will say you have done a great job. But what about all the pictures I want in my workout room? Like my heart light, my lip light, my hang loose light.
What the hell do you have going on? Are you turning your room into a Hot Topic?
I do have a lava lamp, too.
Oh, my God.
What I've realized is I really like light-up signs.
Neon signs, like a dive bar.
Neon signs, yeah. I already have three. But I needed three more in my workout room.
Of course.
Oh, and then the new sign that you love that we got at our housewarming party that says eat cake.
I can't say what I really think about that one. All your other signs, just tell me where to put them. I'll put them up. But I saw that. It's not my favorite.
It just tells you to eat cake.
Why do we need that?
Everyone wants to eat cake.
I hate that sign.
You just say hate?
The worst sign. I'd rather put 8 live, laugh, love signs up than that sign.
Wow. Which, by the way, he did end up hanging up, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes!
What's the location?
Dude, it's a primo spot, y'all. It's like, it's in between the living room and the kitchen, and it's right below our wedding pictures.
Oh my gosh.
That is love.
I love that you won that battle, by the way.
I won it.
That's my girl.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is that one house project that just hasn't been done yet? 206-803-ROCK. Joshua is in Gig Harbor. What is it you need to build for your greenhouse?
Good morning. I need to build a retaining wall, but before I do that, the other day it was in the morning and I crashed into the greenhouse with my skid steer.
Oh no!
When I was moving mud for my father-in-law digging out a pond.
Oh, no. First of all, how long have you been working on this greenhouse?
It took about a year. It's like 60 by 80 or something. So it's a pretty big one. You're able to stand up tall in there. So
is it salvageable after the damage done by the skid steer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's just only on one side. My father-in-law, when we were building it, he had busted one of the rafters and just tore it all to heck.
Oh, and then real quick, because I'm ignorant to green, I know what a greenhouse is, but what do you plan on growing in the greenhouse?
My wife has flowers.
Nice.
Oh. Acre flower farm.
Oh, awesome.
Very cool. I'm jealous. I got greenhouse envy now.
Yeah, there's no chance we'll ever have a greenhouse. Between my wife and I, we try and plant things and we just watch them die. That's our fun summer activity. Let's try and grow strawberries. Okay.
This is our year, just like the Mariners.
We got three of them. We are the Seattle Mariners of gardening.
What is that one house project that just has not been done? 206-803-ROCK. Justin in Ferndale, how's your garage these days?
Well, about the same as when we moved in.
Justin, I feel like you and I are the same person because that had been we have a couple days off coming up, and I'm like, those days are the days I'm going to get this garage organized, and I probably won't.
Sure, yeah.
That was the exact same for me during Labor Day. It was also the first day of school for my kids. I took the full 4-day weekend. I was like, okay, let's get the garage done.
And I don't know.
Projects came up and all that. Nope.
Is it you or because it's mostly my crap that's gathering clutter in our garage, not my wife's. How is it for you?
I'd say it's about a 30-70, 30 on me, 70 on her. But then again,
make her do it.
I swear, I feel like we organize the garage once a year and then it goes back to hell.
And every year I'm like, I'm going to get all the shelving stuff and get it all set up so I can put like all the Christmas stuff up in a way and get some of all my like hockey stuff out of the way too.
Drums.
They're all just everywhere. Everywhere.
The Daily Migs Show.